Let's go now to Mississippi, the last state in the union that still has a ban on adoption or foster care by same-sex couples, despite the recent Supreme Court decision upholding same-sex marriage. Now, several couples are challenging the ban. Desiree Frazier is with Mississippi Public Broadcasting in Jackson. Desiree, what are the couples' concerns?
Well, we have a couple that has a child through artificial insemination, 15-year-old son, and the parent that is the legal guardian would like to be able to be on the child certificate. Mm-hmm. There are other couples, the others that would like to adopt, two would like to adopt, and a third couple has a young daughter. And what happens in these cases is that the parent that did not birth the child does not have the same rights as the birth child, and that's what they're seeking.
Yeah, and as you said, also couples who'd like to adopt
and, absolutely. Yeah,
and begin with foster care, and even then there is a ban on that. Why are they telling you, first of all, I mean, there are obviously emotional reasons for wanting to do this, but what are also the practical reasons for the couples who want to adopt children they're raising?
Well, the practical reasons are, as you would imagine, full protections for the children. Social Security, if one of the couples should pass. School issues that come up. Can that other parent go to the school and pick up that child or have rights to make designations for that child? Doctors making decisions about a child's care. Emergencies, if a child has to go to the emergency room, what rights does that one person that is not the legal parent have? Then right now, there are no protections for them, and that's what they're looking for, the same rights as heterosexual parents.
Well, and you mentioned a couple that wants to foster and perhaps adopt children. The New York Times is reporting that one of them was told by a social worker that they couldn't foster children because they were lesbian unless they took in children in the system who were hard to match with foster parents because they had special needs. This has been, in many states, a dirty secret in the adoption world that gay and lesbian parents are given children that no one else will take. But in this case, the couple was told that they'd have to live apart for a while a home study was completed. So obviously, these are the kinds of hurdles they want to get over. What's the sense in the state that the state's going to challenge this lawsuit?
Well, there are pockets in the state that are very supportive of this. And in light of the Supreme Court ruling in June, they decided to move with this lawsuit at this point on the heels of that to get that traction. And so it is very likely that it could be overturned. Of course, there will be resistance because Mississippi is a very conservative state. And so you have those conflicting belief systems trying to deal with the reality that you have same-sex couples that are raising children and need those rights.
Well, in fact, there are many same-sex couples in Mississippi. We were surprised to see, as you said, Bible Belt conservative state, but according to research from UCLA and the Census Bureau, there's 996 same-sex couples in the state raising 1,400 children. And in fact, the state has the largest percentage of same-sex couples raising children under 18. So, in fact, there are many same-sex couples with children in the state. And also, there are people changing their minds, the former Mississippi governor.
Yes, former Governor Ronnie Musgrove, he signed the ban in 2000. And then in 2013, after much reflection, he said, and getting a better understanding of the issues facing the community, he had a change of heart. And he regrets signing it once he realized that same-sex couples required and needed the same protections and wanted to raise their children with the same protections that heterosexual couples experience and enjoy.
Yeah. Well, and that just underscores, yes, there is a ban that people are looking to overturn, but are people also saying, wow, this has gone so fast, the change?
It has. It seemed like it's gone at the speed of light. And there's just a lot taking place right now. And the LGBT community is really pressing for complete rights and restoration of rights that they may have lost over the years or they feel that they have. I think the ruling in the Supreme Court really opened the floodgates, and this is an extension of that. It's almost a natural progression that if you say that same-sex couples can marry, if they have children, want to have a family, want to adopt, want to provide foster care to children, then these are circumstances and protections that they need.
That's Desiree Frazier, reporter for Mississippi Public Broadcasting in Jackson. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this note, in suburban Denver today, a judge in the Colorado Court of Appeals ruled that a baker cannot cite his religious beliefs as a reason for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple back in 2012. In the past, the baker's attorney has said his client would appeal to the Supreme Court